Party Line.
Radio communicates. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
When you think of diamonds, what comes to mind?
Getting engaged.
Your wedding day.
A favorite anniversary. Diamonds tend to be associated with special memories. The next time you hear the word diamonds, you need to think of Vierks Fine Jewelry.
At Vierks, we have the area's largest and finest selection featuring hundreds of in-stock certified diamonds, all shapes and sizes, and specializing in a carat and larger.
And our prices and quality will meet or exceed anyone's, from the mall to the internet to even New York's Diamond District.
And for true expertise, Vierks has Lafayette's only GIA graduate gemologist in residence, along with the area's only, and we do mean only, USPAP compliant jewelry appraiser.
Let Vierks help make any occasion shine with the perfect diamond for your individual taste, style, and budget.
If you're serious about a diamond and serious about saving money, then you need to visit Vierks Fine Jewelry. Seriously.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Vierks.com.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
When you need to know.
Trying to get those at least opened up, anyway. You know, it may not be in the best of shape, but they are opened up so people can drive. And then we came in and started hitting the mains again this morning. So
on the air first when seconds count.
County Highway, the Sheriff's Department, Central Dispatch, EMS, they kind of gather all their input, what they're seeing, and pass that along to Daryl Sanders, our EMA director. And then he and I consult as well as the other commissioners and come to a decision when it's time. To go.
The news team you've come to depend on.
And that's what's important for us. That gives everybody the opportunity to do their job, you know, to get the streets cleaned off, if emergency personnel needs to get through.
Your official weather station.
Where that ultimately sets up, that's going to really depend on how much snow will fall, at least tomorrow.
Now with even more coverage at 96.9 and 102.7 FM WILO.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned. Accessible homes and vehicles. And access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at PVA.org.
It's a bully. But we aren't afraid of a fight. It's elusive, but our focus never fades. It's deadly, but we were born to defeat cancer. You may not have heard of us, but our work has helped millions impacted by cancer. We are the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We are leaders in advancing breakthroughs in immunotherapy, genomics, and personalized medicine. This research saves lives. After 65 years of fighting blood cancers, we've arrived at a game-changing belief. The cures for cancer are in our blood. The drugs and treatments we've developed for blood cancers have helped people affected by many different types of cancers. We are the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Beating cancer is in our blood. Learn more at lls.org.
Hi, this is Mercedes Del Rio.
And Tina Duncan with Blevins Insurance.
We are a locally owned and community-minded insurance company in Clinton County. We offer auto, home, life, and business insurance with the best rates and trusted companies like Erie, Progressive, Nationwide, and many more. Come see us at our new location, 400 East Clinton Street, Frankfort, or give us a call at 765-650-7808.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provide Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. I'm Melissa Miller. Kevin is on vacation. We actually just kicked him out of the office is what we did. We didn't tell him he could have vacation, but we kicked him out. He's gone right now. We want to thank our sponsors for letting us be on the air: Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Big Deals, save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Simple Time Antiques, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, Burke's Fine Jewelry, and Mel's Starlight Drive-In out on out in Mechanicsburg. HoosierLandTV.com sponsors for letting us video all this and subjecting you to that as well. Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, and Ye Olde Spirit Shop. We got Black Hawk Winery, ProBite Computers, 51 West Event Center, BCS Michigan Town, Ginda Funeral Home, All BQs in Flora, and Minute Print It. And I understand why Kevin needs to drink coffee after all that. But we want to thank our sponsors, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. Weather today, sunny with a high near 85. Not quite as hot. Humidity's a little bit lower, too. Tonight's going to get down to 60, clear and cool. Sunny with a high near 88 on Friday. More of the same on Saturday, 88 again. And Saturday night, small chance, a 40% chance they're saying right now, of showers and thunderstorms. That keeps going down. We started out at 60%. Now we're down to 40% and a low of 70. So hopefully we'll see a little bit of relief from all of this. Right now in house with me, as I said, I'm Melissa Miller, and I'm flying by the seat of my pants right here. Utility Service Board Director Todd Corey.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Just fine. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. I know.
Not a problem.
You're a busy man.
No, I enjoy coming in on once a month and thoroughly enjoy it. So not a problem at all.
So what's going on in your world? I mean, I got some questions for you from Ken, and you know how Ken is.
Yes.
But what's some of the big points right now that you guys are looking at?
We still have a lot going on with electric, rebuilding some lines. The wastewater plant is just about complete. We're waiting for two pieces of equipment to come in to finish off that project. And the water project is coming along as well, too. So it's just managing that and keeping things going in along those lines. But day to day, things are going very, very well for us right now.
How, I know we have talked about this in the past, how is the supply chain going on as far as getting your parts and everything?
It's brutal, because it's going to add about 5 to 6 months on our water project because of valves. And like I mentioned, on the wastewater side, the two pieces of equipment we're waiting on have been on order for over 80 weeks, and we still don't have those. So,
oh, wow.
And we do have a delivery date now. Whether that gets postponed and pushed back, we're still waiting to hear on that. But the supply chain from the electric standpoint with transformers is brutal. Our poles that we need now are being pushed out and have almost doubled in price on us. It's just getting very expensive, and lead times are just going out there like crazy.
So basically it's, you know, try and keep everything up and functional and hope that things calm down and the supplies start becoming plentiful again, and maybe those costs will come down as well if everything will hold together for you.
We're hoping so. Because, like I said, it's a tough situation that we're in some of the departments, just from a supply chain, and then the way prices are going right now, it's tough. It's very tough.
Have you seen with the weather that we've had? I know we talked about earlier before we were on air about how your employees have been handling the weather, and they've been doing great with that. But have you seen a huge draw on utilities with this high heat that we've been having?
No, it's been pretty stable. Obviously, the usage is going to go up. Everybody running their air conditioners full blast when it's 90 or almost 100 degrees out. But we have had no issues with anything, things like that, from the electric side anyway. It's been pretty stable for us.
Well,
and wastewater and water, you know, people now are starting to get into water in their yards. We have seen an increase in our water pumpage that we're doing daily, but it's nothing that we can't handle or anything like that. Nothing to be alarmed about. We have the capacity. It's just, but the water usage has been going up on us slightly.
What are some of the things that consumers can do to not only help themselves, but also help you guys out when we're going through stuff like this?
Right now, I don't think there's anything that really needs to change, because our system is good everywhere with all the utilities. So really just kind of keep doing what you're doing. Don't get too extreme with things and go haywire with it. But for the most part, we are very stable in the utilities because we do have a good utility system.
I know we've talked a little bit about the work on 28, and
yes,
you guys are involved heavily with that. How comfortable are you with how things are going?
They've had their moments, let's put it that way. You know, with hitting the water lines here and there, and we have to get in and fix them, or they have to get in and fix them because they do the damage. From an electrical standpoint, our guys spent a better part of 3 weeks out there, and they have one spot to do in the intersection that we need to work in is still heavily under construction. It was supposed to be done, I think, a week and a half ago, and they're still not quite there yet. And then we will be done with the electric on things. There'll be some water hookups and stuff that we still have to do on Walnut. But for the most part, we're seeing the tail end of it for everything that we need to do to help out. And then it's under the contractor to finish everything else up.
Barring any major weather issues or anything like that, you think they're going to hit their goals of October?
I can't answer that for you. I really can't answer that for you. I don't know. I'm hoping they do. It's just
to make life easier for everybody.
For everybody. Yes, you're correct. But, you know, we're pretty much out of it. Here in the next couple of weeks, we will be done with everything that we needed to do.
The board just got done helping out all the full-time employees.
Yes,
quite a bit. And,
yes,
I just wondered your thoughts on that.
It's a very. I'm happy that that they voted to do that, and the employees are happy. We're very fortunate that we're in a spot that we could do it. It's going to affect our budgets a little bit, but we have the cash flow and everything to be able to support that without a problem. But very generous, and I want to thank everybody involved, all the board members that worked on this and voted on it. It's put a whole new bounce in everybody's step.
Well, I'm sure.
From an employee standpoint, the morale, which we have good morale anyway, but it took a little bounce, put a little bounce in their step and appreciation. But it's nice to see that the board recognized things. You know, we're getting bad for everybody. It's just not our employees; it's bad for everybody. but and was able to do that. So it's a very kind thing to do, and I'm happy we could do it.
Now, you've got meetings coming up in July, and normally you have extra guests that you invite. Have you got anybody in mind that you're thinking of bringing in July?
Yes, we have IMPA coming on July 5th to discuss some issues that are potential issues that are coming up. I don't know if it's been reported, but it's been all over the news, and it's getting out in word of mouth that there could be potential rolling blackouts this summer because of power shortages. But I did get I had a conversation with somebody yesterday, and it's not as bleak as what the media is making it sound like at this point in time. But I'm going to be gathering more information tomorrow at a meeting I have down in Indy to see what the possibilities are. But right now, the situation doesn't look as bleak as what we were thinking. And if they would happen, it's going to be for hours at a time and not days at a time.
Yeah, and I don't think, I mean, like you said, I think the media is blowing that out of proportion. Yeah. There are states that do have to fight that, but they fight it on a regular basis just because their grids are so out of shape and not maintained. And that's their problem.
Yeah.
And for the most part, that doesn't affect us here. But you guys do such a great job of staying on top of every little thing. So
we try.
So
we try.
Right now, even the squirrels are behaving. It seems like.
Well, no, we already had at least one this week. They're staying out of the power lines for the most part right now.
Yeah, maybe they finally gotten the message.
Either that, or the real bad ones are already dead. One of the two, or the smarter ones are still alive, but the ones that aren't so bright aren't with us anymore. Yeah. We'll just put it that way.
And they think they finally realized that roasted nuts aren't worth it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I know you've got so many building projects and going on. Is there anything that you're looking down the future once we get to a point where supply is not an issue,
mm-hmm.
you're able to go ahead and go forth? What are your outlooks for utility services down the road? Let's go 5 years from now.
5 years from now, our wastewater is going to be sitting, well, as soon as this project is complete, they're good probably for at least 10 years, if not longer. The water department, as well, our water treatment plant, they're good for the unforeseeable future to be able to pump 9 million gallons a day. The big project we have is getting this fourth substation built that we're still trying to secure the land on. It's going back and forth, and that's our next big step that we need to take, and that's going to take place here hopefully we'll have it started with still this year and completed sometime next year. Once again, lead times are probably going to push that out into 24 at this point in time. But really our major, besides obviously electric's a major portion of things, but our other two big plants, wastewater and water, are good for the foreseeable future at this point in time.
Now, I haven't been out to 65, but how's things going out that direction in how's the future looking for I know you guys are ahead of that.
With the county's help getting in the water and the wastewater lines and everything, they're all up. They're functioning. We have new people added onto the system. The water tower is coming along very well. In fact, I saw some pictures of it yesterday where it is primed, and they want to make sure that everything's good before they start to erect it. But it's a half-gallon tank, and sitting on the ground, that thing is huge.
Yeah.
As I did, like I mentioned, I seen some pictures of it yesterday. So things are coming along there. It's just now getting it set to get the development out there. But once development comes, things are going to be shovel-ready for the properties out there with wastewater, water. And it's not in our electric territory, but wastewater and water, we're sitting in a very good position with that.
Let's get to one other subject. Everybody's wanting to know. The lagoons. How are we doing on the restock? Because I know a little bit of that got kind of pushed back with availability.
Yes, they were actually delivered last Thursday. there was a thousand, I believe it was 1,000 hybrid bluegill, 500 largemouth bass, and 500 catfish.
Oh, wow.
Were delivered last week.
They That's were, a lot. Yeah,
they were just little guys.
Well, yeah.
But they're all fast growers from what I understand. The person that delivered them was explaining to us that they all mature pretty quickly.
Right.
But the restocking was done last Thursday morning, and everything went well. Everything went to plan. The lagoons they look very nice out there. There's people that come out and walk in the morning, walk the trail or all the way around there. And fortunately, they're kind enough to pick up trash and stuff, throw it in the trash barrels. But it's being used. Every time I take a little trip out there to see how things look, there's always somebody fishing, at least one person fishing. So it's being used, and we're doing our best to keep up with things out there.
Have you had much of a issue with, I know sometimes high heat and a lot of sunlight will cause some algae and stuff to build up. Have you had much issue with that?
We had a little bit showing up last week, but to help control that, the board purchased some aerators to put in there. We have to get the electric power to them, and our designers at the electric building right now are designing that out so that we can get the power to the ponds to run the aerators. So that's our next step to help control the algae. But for the most part, it is not bad at all out there right now. And things are going, they're going very well.
Well, very great. Well. That's great. I know I love going out to the lagoons. We took our grandson when he was old enough to hold a fishing pole and take him every year. So, and yeah, you guys do such a great job with everything. It's crazy.
There's a lot to keep up with.
There is. And I don't see how you keep it all straight, but I know you do. We do have a caller on the line, I believe. Is this Don?
It is Don Stock. Thanks for taking my call. Todd, I had a conversation this week with Jim Spears on the sewer maintenance side of things. Our discussion that we had, and we actually placed some information on our website talking about sump pumps in basements that are pumping out storm water into the sanitary sewer and how we want to try to eliminate that. I thought I'd give you an opportunity to talk about that.
Okay, thanks, Don. Sump pumps in crawl spaces and basements in big rain events cause a havoc with our wastewater plant. And because I think, Don, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but in the city ordinance that says that they are not supposed to be hooked up to the sanitary sewer. So people in bigger rain events, we already have infiltration. We start to overload the system. And then people running sump pumps and putting it in back in there just creates things. It just creates it's a perfect storm for us is what it boils down to. Because in, like I mentioned, in big rain events, going into basements and stuff, it'll seep run in or seep in for days after a big rain event, or it'll happen a day or so after the big rain event. But it does put a burden on our system. And we need to figure out a way to help control that. So if there's any listeners out there that do have those hooked into their sanitary, if they could look at a way of getting that off their sanitary, pumping it somewhere out, burying a line, running it to the storm lines or whatever, to the storm sewers. But it is a no-no to actually have your sump pump hooked into the sanitary sewer system.
Is that something... Go ahead, Don.
That's correct. I mean, it's in the ordinance, and what our website basically says is to call in to either our office or to talk to Jim Spears. We're happy to come out and give them options. They can actually take their sump pump and drain it out into their backyard or front yard as long as it doesn't make the water go onto the neighbor's property. That's an option. Or as Todd just said, with Jim being able to go out, he can find maybe what would be the closest storm sewer to maybe have the ability to attach to. But those are the two options that are needed to offset the flow of clean water, because that's what it is, going into the sewer system, that now the city of Frankfort has to spend chemicals to clean water that doesn't need to be cleaned. Isn't that right, Todd?
That's absolutely correct. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So please, if you're listening,
yeah,
give us a call, our office a call, 654-5278, or call Jim Spears. We're happy to come out and oblige to help give you an option of what you can do with your water.
Okay. Thanks, Don.
Yeah, thank you, Don, for calling in for that, and thanks for providing the number. That was the question I was going to ask, is whether or not there was anybody that would come out and help people, assist them with that, because I know in the country where I'm at, we do just that. If we have to, we throw the sub pump, and it runs out into the yard, and I try and make sure it kind of goes towards the garden or towards the flower beds or someplace where it'll do some good. But I guess, like I said, living out in country, I don't really think too much about that. So all that heavy rain that we had roughly, 2 weeks ago or 2-3 weeks ago caused major problems for you guys.
It can. Like right now, it probably as dry as the ground is, if we would get a big gully washer, it's not going to soak into the ground. It's just going to run wherever it can, and then people's sub pumps will kick in. But like I mentioned, it just puts a burden on the plant and our sewer lines everywhere. So it's a struggle, and we're not going to catch them all. We're not going to fix them all. But hopefully, if we could just get one or two every now and then, and work through the system, it'll help us greatly.
Right. Well, we got Russ Casper on the phone. Russ, I take it you have a question for Todd?
Well, I don't. I've been kind of vamping and waiting, and but you guys have an interesting program, and you're doing a great job, Melissa. It's very informative here. I kind of wanted to photobomb your program, because there are a couple things coming up this weekend that I do want people to know about.
Okay.
And number one is Flora Airport is having Flora Aero Days with free airplanes for the kids, and Albacues, one of our sponsors, is going to have barbecue out at the Flora Airport Saturday, ice cream from Rosie's, and that's all free. And it's June 25th, which is day after tomorrow, and 8 a.m. to 3, you're going to see a lot of fun planes coming into Flora. It's a beautiful turf runway and just a mile west of Flora. So I wanted to put that on the table. And then something else, as if this weekend was not busy enough for me, we're at Camp Column. We're having a planet and stargazing session again because it's a new moon, and that will be starting at dusk on Saturday, June 25th. So my little body is going to only stretch so far. I'm going to do flying in the morning and then astronomy at night. And so all those things are free and great opportunities for the kids to take advantage of.
All right. Well, thanks, Russ, for reminding of that. And I'm sure call in tomorrow and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, sounds good. And very interesting program. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, Todd, I know we're getting close. Is there anything else that you want to talk about or you want to bring up before I cut you loose?
Yeah, if you don't mind, there's one other thing along with kind of back to the sanitary sewers, but I want to go to the storm sewers. If everybody, as you're mowing your yard, trimming your yard, doing things like that, which right now the grass isn't growing that much, but try and keep the grass clippings from going into the road. Because once we do get a rain and the grass clippings in the road, they go down, they just plug up the storm sewers, because there's actually an ordinance that says that you're not supposed to do that as well. But we do get a lot of it in there, and it's no different than the leaves that in the fall when we ask for people to, when they're out raking the leaves, to kind of rake off the or keep the storm drains, catch basins cleaned off from leaves and things like that to help when it does rain. But grass clippings are a nasty little critter as well.
They mat.
Yes.
Yeah, they almost weave themselves.
Yes, and they can get in there, and then what they'll do is they'll either cover up the storm drain or get in and plug up the storm drain. So if you can do anything, take your leaf blower, blow them back up in the yard, put them in a pile, and get rid of them somehow that way. But try and keep the grass clippings off the street and the curb lines as well would be greatly appreciated.
Well, and in turn, you're going to do yourself a favor because that water is going to run freely and you're not going to have it backing up in your yard. You're not less likely to have it in your basement.
Pump.
Exactly. So you might be able to avoid the problem altogether that way.
Yes.
Well, Todd, thank you so much for coming in. It's always a delight to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you next month.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Dennis, I think it's pretty much about time to wrap things up, don't you?
We
are right at the cutoff time, so we're going to call it a day. Be back tomorrow for another edition of Party Line right here on WILO.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Have a great
day. Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We've recently added new features on our tabs. Now, when you click on the Community tab, click on Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Spring is officially here. Now is the time to get the boat ready for the water, the motorcycle ready for the open road, and the camper ready for the next adventure. But what about insurance? No better time than now to look at your policy and make sure you are covered. Why not turn to Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency? Michelle and her team have many insurance companies to choose from, each with their own special packages. Call today at 654-0287 or stop in for a quote and let them customize your insurance coverage. At Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency. Caring for you is what we do.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provide Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.